Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxa. We're live at Big Bay Yachts, the grand opening with Mr. Scott Lampe. We have Berkeley Andrews, Jeremy Davis from Seakeeper, and the one and only Captain Pete Grosbeck. Going to have a great time here the next hour. You can come on down here to Intrepid Landing and the Big Bay Yachts and have free breakfast. They've got This is the most deluxe spread I have ever seen at one of our broadcasts. He's really gone all out here. So come on down, have some fantastic breakfast, and join the group here. Having a great time and giving away some great prizes just by stepping up to the mic or giving us a phone call, right, Rick?
You're not kidding. Yeah, lots of great stuff going on today. If you want to get in on the fun, get in on the action, talk some Seakeeper, talk all the great stuff going on at Big Bay Yachts, the Cobias, Abomaros, all the fun we're having today. There's two ways that you can reach us, and first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or you can reach us toll-free, and that toll-free number, 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Like Pete said, giving away some great prizes. One lucky caller on the show today is going to win a trip of half-day fishing for two, including all the tackle aboard the Daily Double at a Point Loma Sport Fishing, just a couple buildings down here in beautiful Point Loma, going fishing on the Daily Double and get in on that good fishing. And we've got two prizes for our step-up microphone. Everybody that steps up to the mic and asks a question today is going to get an opportunity to win one, a beautiful Shimano Deluxe tackle bag, a really nice tackle bag. Thanks to our friends at Shimano, a very great prize for one lucky person to step up to the mic. In addition to that, you're going to get this custom Angle 22-ounce tumbler, a spill-proof lid, a really, really nice stainless steel tumbler, going to keep your drinks hot and cold all day long, and a Seakeeper hat to go with it, so you'll be looking good while you're at it.
How about that? Yeah, just see Mr. Tommy P over here, grab a card, or Ryan over here, and they will get you the card to me and step you right up to the mic.
You got it. Well, with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It's time for a catch report, which today is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your trip to help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna. And with all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection for Spectra to Mono or to Fluorocarbon. Get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. And let's start our catch report off with our private boater buddy who's got our FishDope.com report, and that's Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky, Lauren, Pete, and guests there. You got the whole house full, man. You got a full panel.
But, all the boys are here today.
I'm here.
And Mark...
Man, is this sea bass season, Mark Wish season, or what?
Yeah, right?
Oh, my.
It's back at the island.
God. Yeah, well, you know, we need one of those boats with the Seakeeper to be back there right now. It's been a little lumpy. Mother Nature's really worked in your favor to provide some good conditions for your demos today, man. It's been a little breezy, lumpy, for sure. But fortunately, it's laying down much better today and supposed to be better tomorrow still, so... That's all good. Starting out up north there, you know, the outer islands got walloped with the weather. The sea bass and yellows up there at Santa Cruz and Santa Rosa definitely got a nice little break. Same setup out there at Nick for you guys fishing cods or SBI for that yellowtail that's been hanging out up there. You know, lots of weather. But again, getting better. Catalina, you know, a little more protected, a little more fishable. Lots of interest in those sea bass, as you might expect. We've seen more of those things this year than the last five put together probably. Good volume around, but not biting all that much right at the moment here. You know, they bite for a while and they quit for a while. It's just what to do. Stock spots are holding there. Backside east end proper probably was the best this week there. You know, a little more sheltered from the weather. But there's been some big fish in there, guys, 40s and 50s. Fish good gear. If you want to land them big ones, you know, a lot of that's on the edge of structure, and this fish some good gear. Forget that 15 and 20 pound stuff. Also backside middle, kind of Ben Weston up to Cat Harbor. Those beaches in there have had some good fish. And then backside west, of course, it's always a stock spot there. And it looks like the old days, man. There's also some big yellows on the bait grounds below China to like Salta Verde, like that tanker grade out there in that deeper water. Big ones, guys. That island right now is, I mean, the setup is looking really perfect, and as soon as conditions straighten out a little better here, I think we're going to see some wide open fishing, lots of bait and lots of fish around there. And then offshore, again, weather was really a factor with that bluefin bite, but with several 100 to 120s this week, capped off by a 209 on the Oceanside 95, man, that bodes well for the future. This is mid-April, holy cow. That area is still kind of well below that 371, mostly kind of on a line from the upper hidden down to the hidden and a little west of that line there, kind of just hanging in that zone. You know, some days the stuff floats up pretty good. They see pretty good signal. Some days it's mostly just all meter marks and sonar marks. A little bit's been caught on bait, but most of that better grade fish have been hooked on flat falls down deep. And the ones landed, the big difference between hooked and landed, guys, has been on heavy gear perfectly maintained. I mean, with the grade of fish that's around, obviously we got some really big ones with Rick getting that 209. You want to be fishing your good gear and make sure it's perfectly maintained. You got a shot at a fish of a lifetime here, guys. So weather's getting better, and I'd say it's time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, no kidding, Mark. I mean, you know, we weren't sure what kind of season this is, but this is shaping up to be a pretty good sea bass season, right?
Hey, Mark, it's Scott. I just wanted to, you're on my list for this week, but I'll take care of it now. The tank you built for our client that I shipped to Australia, he loves it. It's working great. He caught his first dog-tooth tuna.
Oh, cool.
Did I say that right?
Really?
Doggy.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I'll send you the pictures.
Please do. Oh, that's awesome.
He's in the Cathedral Reef.
Yeah.
He says he hasn't seen a boat in 15 days.
Oh, that's,
15 days.
That is not fair that guys get to fish in places like that. Oh, man, that's awesome. Thanks for that, Scott. I appreciate it.
Well, he's doing it with the Pacific Edge tank, so.
I'd love to get those pictures. That'd be awesome.
Danny at Fish Dope has been having the info on the squid, on the sea bass, the bluefin, the whole thing. Fishdope.com is your source for all the information, and if you want to save $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com, use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is the code for fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
T. Warren, Huntington Beach, corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number 714-840-4262. Website PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, guys, seriously, I forgot to mention in the report, but there's a lot of that big sea bass on the beach, too. Don't fish light line. Fish that heavy gear. There's a lot of 60-pounders swimming around, guys.
Yeah, and I might add, too, in this week's Western Outdoor News, Brandon Hayward wrote a masterful piece in this week's Western Outdoor News and talking about that and many other subjects about whether you're going to go target sea bass. So check that out, this week's Western Outdoor News. Very good article by our buddy Brandon Hayward in there. And, Mark, we will talk to you next week.
You know, Pete, I think it's getting better and better. I love it.
Okay.
I like that.
I'm ready for that.
Started already.
That's the direction we like. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
All right. Hey, let's head on down now over to San Diego, over to C4th Sport Fishing in Mission Bay, and talk to our buddy Marcos is on the line right now. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. Good morning.
Well, I'm pretty sure you've heard about the good fishing we've been having here. Nice mix of fish there. The half day still catching a lot of bottom fish. Very good fishing there. Three-quarter day San Diego catching bluefin and yellowtail, kind of what we've been seeing for a couple weeks here now. Very good fishing on there. Some decent-sized bluefin in the mix there. A few days there, they had some bluefin over 100 pounds. Then they also had some in the 15 to 30-pound range. And nice yellowtail fishing there also. Tribute fishing their one-day trips. They're seeing the same thing, bluefin and yellowtail. And both those trips, the three-quarter day and the one-day, are scheduled just about every day. So definitely check the website there for the half-day, three-quarter day, overnight. Last night we ran our first twilight trip of the year. Running those Friday, Saturday through the month here, and then after that the schedule will expand there. So if you don't have the time to come fishing during the day or on the weekend, you just want to come after work, that's a great option there. Check the website, c4thlanding.com. Again, half days and twilights, three-quarter days, one days, lots of options there. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person, and we'll get you out fishing.
Awesome. Well, great information and some really good fishing to be had, Marcos. And incredible that fishing of that caliber is already being had on three-quarter day trips, overnight trips. So much cool stuff going on, Marcos. Appreciate a great report. And same like Marcos saying, man, things just seem to be getting better and better and better. And it's, you know, we're not even in the middle of April yet. we got a seriously good one in front of us, Marcos. Appreciate a great report. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, and our friend Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial is out today. He's probably sea bass fishing.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised on that.
Yeah, hopefully he's got a sea keeper. Yeah, because it's a little bumpy out there. But so that is our catch report today.
You got it. And again, that catch report wrapped up today by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle store, a full deli. They have Mexican and California licenses. They offer trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from the SeaWorld, right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. And then East County Bait and Tackle there at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check out danalanding.com. And don't forget, the next opportunity after this great day today at Big Bay Yachts is going to be at Dana Landing to ride that awesome Seakeeper demo boat.
Yep, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next weekend, right, Berkeley?
That's right. Give me a call at 310-502-0034 or go to our website at www.seakeeper.com and click on Take a Ride.
That's awesome.
Take a ride, be amazed, and as you say, fight the fish, not the roll. I love that.
That's right. That's what we should all be doing.
Now, if somebody wants to come down today to Big Bay Yachts, you still have openings until today's schedule?
We sure do. We're doing every hour and a half, so the next one's
how
coming
long
up.
How long does it take?
It's about a 40 to 45 minutes ride. You know, we do a couple different demonstrations, and it's a great time.
It's all free, and you come down for free breakfast on Scott. You really went all out. Who's your caterer here? They're beautiful.
Yeah, awesome.
Continental Catering.
Continental.
Charlie and Denise and the crew, and they did an outstanding job.
Gosh. It's such a cool spread.
What a spread. Pretty amazing. Rick in Lemon Grove. Rick, come on up. Step up to the mic here at Big Bay Yachts and our Seakeeper Demo Day. Thanks for coming down and joining us. Did you get some breakfast?
Yes, sir.
How is it?
Good spot.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Pretty cool.
Well, let me start by saying I always enjoy your remotes, and I like to support them. So
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming down.
Used to deliver a lot of lumber down here when they were building all of this, and everything was dirt when I would come in with the truck and haven't been back since, so it's really beautiful.
They did such a nice job, didn't they?
Yes. So I had a math teacher once tell me, it's only a stupid question until you hear the answer. So I know nothing about boats. So my question is, your company's Big Bay Yachts. When does a boat become a yacht? Is it based on size? Is it based on what's it based on in our insurance or registration different because it's now a yacht instead of a boat? And
They're all boats. Okay, they become a yacht when they get over 36 feet.
Okay.
And it becomes a ship when it can't get put on another boat.
Okay,
you can see a 100-footer sitting out here, and that's still a boat, not a ship or a yacht. But as soon as, because it can get loaded on a bigger ship. But when you see a container ship, that's a ship. It's not going on anything else.
So is the 36-foot based on...
About Chapman's rules of seamanship. That's been ever since I was a kid. They said 36 feet and above is a yacht.
Is a yacht.
Right.
There you go.
All right.
Well, I was just sitting there
Perfect.
Thinking about
Good question.
That.
Absolutely. Thank
yeah.
you.
You All made right. it.
Thanks for coming down, Rick. Appreciate that. Down to Big Bay Yachts here. Wayne is here from CCA. Good morning, Wayne. Are you going to take a ride and be amazed today, Wayne?
I can't wait to try this thing.
Yeah,
it's going to spoil the crap out of all of us, though. Oh. Then we won't be able to handle a regular boat again.
I know.
So I got a question. When you turn this thing on a smaller boat or any boat, how does it change the steering? Because it flattens the ride out, right? So when you're going over waves, if you're turning on a V-bottom boat, you normally turn at an angle. How does it change it?
Pete, what do you think from the controlled chaos? What does it do for you?
It depends on the type of boat you have too, right? But what you'll find is that your turns become more is flatter turns, because when you start to dive into your turn, it tries to level it out and tries to so it's not rolling. So your turns come a little flatter, and when you come out of your turn, say you come out of your turn and stop, then you're leveled out completely. So the only movement you really feel is fore and aft, And then when you're underway, you'll see on the demo, underway, we used to have the stabilizer gyro. We don't have the fins. And when we're trolling, we're going fast, it's still working. It just doesn't work only when you're sitting still. It works when you're underway also.
I'll tell you, Wayne, too, one thing, and Ryan was the one that pointed out to me when we were on our test ride, is, and Captain Pete as well, but it's how much tighter the boat is when you are steering. You know, when you're maybe crossing over another boat's wake, or just a wake in general, you know, when you're steering to port or aft, the entire boat feels a lot tighter even in the steering, you know, because he would do the demonstration where he would turn the gyro off, and, you know, it would almost feel like a car that was a little more loose on the road. And then when he would turn it on, everything felt tighter and more positive, and you definitely had better control of the boat, at least in the terms of a small boat. You know, how it affects a big boat, I couldn't comment. But I'll tell you, on that 32-center console, the steering was more positive, and everything was just tighter. You definitely had better control of the boat at speed, especially navigating over a boat's wake. You know, you're following somebody in. When you get that, you know, you're climbing over one and down in the other, everything stayed flat and level. It was incredible.
So the boat's the boat's not working as hard, too.
On the 32, when we did our demo run and he locked it into those sharp S-turns, it truly felt like we were on a roller coaster at Disneyland as it was banking around. And you didn't get the boat. It rolled into the turn, but it was so stable,
yeah,
you didn't feel
crazy.
Like it was rocking any which way. So your confidence level on the turn, and these were turns at speed, at full helm over, because he was cutting these little S-turns to show us how stable it was, and it's just unbelievable. You'll see it when you go out there today.
So one follow-up question. So when you come up on plane, you don't need your trim tabs as much because you flatten out faster, right? Or you stay flat? On a smaller boat?
I don't think he played with the trim tabs at all on the trip.
You still use the trim tabs, yep.
You do.
In my application, you know, the trim tab still, it doesn't affect the way the boat's trimming out. It just affects the side to side.
It just stops the boat from rolling.
Okay.
Just
excellent.
Flat out, yeah. It was really cool. And, I know that that was one of the things that Captain Pete was, even when we were in, you know, what was choppy afternoon, you know, coming up the line, bay conditions, we did our run at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We all know what it's like coming up the wrong direction from the Coronado Islands. And we all considered it choppy. Captain Pete wasn't at all satisfied with how much wake and swell we had. So that's what Scott was talking about. He drove the boat in these gnarly figure eights at speed, you know, 30, 40 miles an hour, back and forth just to create big boat wake and swell, and then he parked our boat right in the middle of those boat wake coming at each other, and then turned the gyro on and just stood back and smiled and watched, you know, a 3-foot boat wake coming from each direction hitting us at the same time, and you could have had your cup of coffee sitting on the dash and it wouldn't have moved. It wouldn't have moved a quarter inch. I can't wait till you guys get to go for the ride. It's incredible.
I want this for lobster.
Yes.
For anything, really. Man, I can't wait for sure. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate that very much, Wayne, and all the good stuff you're doing for CCA, too. Let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
You got it. How about this time we talk to TJ, who's called us from Lemon Grove this morning. Good morning, TJ. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just want to say a couple things. Pete, man, I hope you feel better, brother.
Thank
gotta get
you
on
very
that
much.
Fish oil capsule, man.
And
to Rick, I just want to say thanks for getting me squared away with that cousin's rod up at Fred Hall, Del Mar. I really appreciate it.
All right, buddy, my pleasure.
And my question about the Seakeeper was, how does that really probably really helps you when you're on the rail, when you got a rail rod on the rail, pulling on a fish? Does that give you like an added weapon or?
That's exactly where it helps you. You know, you got that better leverage. I mean, I think we had last summer we had a couple of light line records broken for the bluefin tuna. It just gives you such an advantage, you know, from a safety level and a comfort level. And absolutely. I mean, Pete, what do you think?
Great day. Happy Easter.
Thanks, TJ.
Thanks. Appreciate the call this morning.
Well, that's in the application, like you were saying here, when you're out and like little tuna fishing we do, and you're stopped, and then there's times where it's, you know, it's pretty rough weather in the trough, and you got a fish close to color, and the one time where you actually, you know, fish goes down, boat comes up, you end up not catching the fish. We just don't have that problem anymore, and so it makes it a lot easier. You're not stumbling around, and we don't do a lot of railroad fishing, but on the same princess of that is that I think you would, especially on these long-range boats, which we're trying to get into, is that there's a lot of fish lost at color when these boats are rolling and the boat comes up and, you know, boat goes up and the guy just a little too much pressure or the fish goes under the boat, well, that gets eliminated. And then, you know, it's a lot of fish are lost right next to the boat.
Or the opposite, you know, boat rolls to you, creates a little bit of slack.
Yeah.
You know, you've been fighting a fish for an hour and a half, and there's a little larger hole worn than you'd like, and you're putting heavy pressure on, and the boat rolls one direction, everything comes tight, and then it rolls back the other direction. You don't pick up the slack as fast. He shakes his head, and the hook goes away.
Right, and it's not so, you know, it's that. And then as an angler, you're not as tired. You're fighting the fish, and you're fighting the conditions. Well, with a sea keeper, you're only basically get down to fighting the fish. You're not fighting the conditions as much, which
fish, not the roll.
Yeah, it gives you a lot better situation to catch a fish because you're not so worn out.
And the boat still goes up and down on the swell. That's
up
how it works.
Down.
So you're still getting your lift for railroad fishing. Yeah. What you're not going to have is the snap.
The no
roll back and forth.
And it's always that snap that you don't need it when it happens.
Exactly.
Indeed. Hey, I want to announce, thank you, Wayne, for reminding me, the Bill Varney calendar winner for this month, the CCA calendar winner, is going to win a Fish Dope subscription, a BD8D Outdoors shirt and hat, retail value $200. The winning number on your calendar this month is 2857. 2857. You need to contact CCA California, Wayne, over there by email, or just go to ccacal.org or on Facebook. You can contact them and claim your prize there.
All right. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more stand-up mic questions, lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807. Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
There's a new kid in town, and they are creating near miracles on boats all over the Southland. It's Blue Seas Fabrication, the West Coast's first and only certified C-Deck fabricator and installer. Install C-Deck EVA from non-skid decking materials on your boat, sport fisher, or yacht, and your boating experience is enhanced and improved. Why? Well, first, C-Deck from Blue Seas Fabrication enriches the look of any boat, old or new. Next, the C-Deck non-skid decking material adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. The possibilities are endless. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication show you how C-Deck will make your life easier and better on every trip. Their professional staff will custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with a stylish, non-absorbent, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean material in multiple textures, designs, and colors. C-Deck offers comfort and anti-fatigue properties for those long days of fishing. It can also be used on kayaks, boat trailers, and more. See for yourself. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com to see how C-Deck can transform your watercraft and truly create a wow factor for the next time you head out. Call them at 858-232-4188 for more information and a free quote. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
Jim Rome, weekday mornings at 9 on San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, we're live here at Big Bay Yachts for the Sea Keeper Demo Day and the Big Bay Yachts Grand Opening Event. So much cool stuff going on. Weather's fantastic. I know the first ride of Sea Keepers just came back, and, man, you can already see the smiles on everybody's face that's done the demo ride.
Yeah, being amazed for sure. And come on down. There's still time. And even when we go off the air, they're going to be doing this till 1 o'clock today down at Big Bay Yachts. It's an Intrepid Landing, which is right between, I would say, Point Loma Seafoods and also the Shelter Island Drive.
I can see the Point Loma Seafoods parking lot 100 yards away.
Yeah, but don't park there after 10.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Seakeeper demos till 4:30, too.
Till 4:30 today?
Yeah.
Okay, so come on down. So the event with free breakfast and everything's going to go on till 1.
Yep.
And then your Seakeeper demos will go on till 4 today. So come on down. It's free. Everything is free down here. Come on down, take a ride, be amazed. And one of the associates here at Big Bay Yachts is the world-famous Captain Bob Woodard, Jr. Good morning, Bob.
What's up, Bobby? Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, and so you work here with Scott at Big Bay Yachts?
I do. We got a couple of really nice sport fishers down here
on display
today, along with the Seakeeper boat. So in the breakfast that's going on, great event.
That's a great event. Yeah, well, you're talking about a big event with one of our local hotspots here, and that is the Marlin Club of San Diego.
Yeah, that's right. We've got our season opener tournament, which is the Spring Shootout. It's our 15th annual Spring Shootout, so we've been having it since 2002. Want to do a shout-out to Rick there at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. He's been giving us 4 custom rods for that 15 years, equaling about 60 free rods over the time of the event there. So thank you much, Rick.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. We're doing it again this year, and we build every year some of the prizes. We build 2 beautiful custom trolling rods and then 2 beautiful bait rods, and we're looking forward to doing the same this year.
Yeah, so we've got a new format this year where we're adding some jackpot money to the event to make it a little more interesting. So to get in the jackpots across the board is $500. There's a $100, what we call the high boat combined jackpot, which is for the top 3 fish. And the fish in this event include tuna, which would, for this event, be defined also including albacore. I'd love to see one. We've had some in the event before. I'm not going to hold my breath this year. But bluefin, and over the years we've had 7 or 8 years where we've had tuna in May in this event. So back to the species, we've got yellowtail, sea bass, halibut, tuna being either bluefin, yellowfin, or albacore, if somebody gets lucks into one. And the 2 categories, the main categories, are the sea bass and yellowtail, which is a combined category, and the tuna, which is a separate category. But we allow the halibut in for the big fish jackpot, so it could get interesting.
That's yeah, really no kidding. Cool. So how does one get into the San Diego Marlin Club tournament?
Well, you guys could come down today and join us here at Big Bay Yachts. It's just south of the parking lot of Point Loma Seafoods, and we'll be here throughout the day. I'll leave some entry forms here in the office if I'm out showing boats. And the office at the Marlin Club on Shelter Island Drive, 2445 Shelter Island Drive. We'll be open there from 1 to 5 today to sign up.
Okay, very good. So all day today, and you just stop by the Marlin Club there. You can't miss it when you walk down, drive down Central Island Drive.
Correct,
and,
correct.
And stop by there and sign up. How much is it?
The event entry fee is $45 a person, and then to get in the jackpots across the board is $500. There's the $100 combined three top fish boat jackpot, and then a $50, $100, and a $250 on the dailies. So if a guy just wants to get into one of those, he can get in the action, and we've already got some guys across the board, so there should be a few thousand dollars involved here.
So you and a buddy can participate for $100, or you can participate at, you know, at a few hundred bucks, depending on whatever level you want to put in. You know, the more money you put in, the more money potentially you can come back out, but for $100, you and another guy could go up and have a good time and fish the spring shootout.
And win one of those rock cod rods.
Yeah, don't care.
Yeah, the real rod.
That's a tongue twister.
Yeah, and the fun thing is the guys on the kayaks in La Jolla are very much so in the game here because they can go catch a 40-pound yellow or a halibut or a sea bass or something like that. And if nobody gets one of those bigger tuna, the smaller tuna have been ranging, what, a 30-pound range.
Exactly.
So, you know, they'd have a shot at the whole jackpot there.
A lot of strategy there between catching a tuna and a coastal fish because the size of them are about the same size right now. So it'll be interesting. It's going to be a fun one this year.
Yeah, it'll be a fun event. The event is slated for May 13th, and then we have our kickoff party on May 12th, Friday the 12th at Fiddler's Green.
Fantastic. Well, come on down and see Bob here. Thanks, at Bob. Big Bay Yachts. And great. It's a great event. I've been fishing it when I was a little kid, and it's a fantastic event to be a part of. A great club, the San Diego Marlin Club.
Super. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Bob. Appreciate that very much. Hey, Jeremy, I wanted to ask you about the demo idea, the whole concept of having these demo rides. Where'd you come up with that? It's a brilliant idea,
yeah.
Right?
Well, just like Berkeley said earlier, you know, you get out there and you get an opportunity to ride on it. It's a feeling that you just can't imagine. It's like, as Berkeley said, you know, like God putting his hand on the boat and stopping it from rolling. So we took that, and that idea of going to all these boat shows, you know, around the world that we're doing it and having a demo boat available for people to really experience it. You know, there's nothing that compares to experiencing the Sea Keeper in action. There really isn't.
Yeah, and so, and it's nice that you're exposing everybody here in Southern California, not only today, which you do have availability, right, Berkeley, all day today, till 4:30 today.
Yeah, and that'll be actually one more ride. That'll be the last ride, so we get eight guests on that boat. We'll get you out there.
Awesome. And get out just to see the tech. In fact, I know Dick and Isaiah, our engineers, want to go take a ride just because they're engineers, and they'll be amazed.
Yeah.
Just the whole concept of how it all works. Grant Christensen is here. Grant, come on and step up to the mic here at Big Bay Yachts and the Big Sea Keeper Demo Day. What's going on, Grant?
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Grant?
Good morning, Grant.
Good morning.
I saw Pete yesterday. We were out getting some bait, and Pete Grossbeck, and he said, you just got to come down because I can't tell you about it. You got to feel it.
Yep.
Well, I felt it.
Are you on the telly?
Did you get a ride?
I just got back.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Well, wow, that's all I can say. In that there was a flat bay, but we created our own bumps. And the first time it was on, and it came by, and I went, what? Yeah, that's all I can say was, what? And then when I really realized was when he turned it off, and the bumps came through, and the boat did what I expect a boat to
do.
Then I put the two together. It's amazing.
It's crazy.
It is totally amazing. And the only way I can get that kind of wrapped around in my head, because I really can't totally, is with the little pair of gyro binoculars I have for my boat, realizing the technology is the same. And when the first time I grabbed those and went, wait, I'm on my 20-footer and it's flat? I mean, you know, I'm not, I can see out of these things. Well, I guess that's what really
same
helped to realize what was going on there. And, wow. And, Pete, thank you.
Welcome.
Because I need to get my butt down here, and I'm glad I did.
Yep.
So
can't
it's totally awesome. Totally awesome. So all good.
Fantastic.
Enjoyed
Grant.
It. Thank
glad you. Took, so you took a ride and was amazed.
Totally.
Very good. All right, let's jump in the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Rich, who's calling us from Camarillo this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. I've got a couple of questions in regard to the unit. I'd like to know what type of stress or pressure, if any, is placed on the boat structure when the unit is working to keep the boat stable. And the second question is maintenance. Is there any maintenance required on the unit, and can it be done by the owner?
Jeremy, can you cover that?
Sure thing. So on the reference to the stress question, there really is no stress on the boat. The way the Seakeeper is designed and the location of we mount it in your boat, it basically is taking the momentum and the energy that this spear is creating. And when it's unlocked, it's processing forward and aft. And as the boat rolls, it takes that energy and processes it and spreads the energy throughout the boat. So it's not a big jerk or a smack or something on your boat. It's just a procession of energy throughout the hull. And then,
pretty impressive.
Reference maintenance. You know, there's really no maintenance on the unit until you get to the 2,000 hours. When you get to 2,000 hours, that's the time when you want to check your hydraulic fluid for your rams. You want to take a look at the glycol or the coolant for your heat exchanger. And then also on the larger units, you have the dinks that we change out, but we recommend those every 60 to 80 hours. Other than that, there's really no maintenance on it. Normally, we recommend that we use one of our partners in the area to do the service for you.
Very good. Hey, Jeremy, I have a question. What do you say to people that say, well, this technology is changing so rapidly, I'm going to wait until the more technology comes up? How would you answer that question?
Well, I mean, the performance you're going to get today to with the performance you get in 5 years from now, it's still going to be insane. The only technology changing would be our electrical components, our computer system internally. You know, and something that's amazing, too, is our displays that we put on the dashes. You know, they've come a long way. They're like an iPhone. Now they're a touchscreen system. You know, so every day, every year, we're looking at new innovations to create to enhance the products.
Berkeley, you have some input on that.
Yeah, I wanted to just add that since 2008 now, we're on our sixth generation, you know, gyros. So we've constantly improved the product. We've made it smaller and smaller to get in your boat. And we put these things through rigorous testing on simulated test tables to where that gyro is actually moving around in various sea states. So with that being said, I mean, now is the time to get a Seakeeper. I mean, we've been doing it the longest. We are the only gyro in the world with the patented vacuum seal technology, and it's just something that's amazing.
I'll chime in again on that one. I had a client that put in two Seakeepers when we built his boat, and then talk about great service with Seakeepers. He put a lot of time on them, and Seakeeper came to us and said, hey, there's some new technology. We've got a trade-in program just for you. And we just put the two new nines in the boat.
Wow.
Seakeeper's going to go and tell us what the difference is now that we were 92% less side-to-side motion with the old 8000s. So who knows what this one's going to bring.
Well, the old 8000s with the nines, our SK9s, we deliver a 33% better performance than that product. So he did the upgrade, a great value, and it paid off.
All right, Tom in San Diego, you want to take the feed bag off for a second and come on in here?
Nice spread this morning, huh?
Yeah.
These blueberry pancakes you cannot buy any better, anywhere.
Really?
And I have met the gentleman down in Cabo, I think, a couple of times, and I've been out, I believe, on a boat that has your technology, but I didn't even know it.
You didn't know it? Right.
It was so smooth.
Right.
It was just incredible. I just had one question. Do we think we have now a resident bluefin population that never left? Is there anything that might move toward that theory that stayed around for all the squid? And
what's your thought?
I think the bluefin, some of this bluefin never left. They've been just like the year before. They never left. Whether we get the volume we had last year, I don't know. But we have the doors open, or window we call it, and we are getting bluefin here now. That we normally didn't used to get. We used to have all the small schoolies, 15, 30 pounders.
Right.
But the guys now, some of these sport boats, three-quarter day, one day, day and a half boats, they're actually getting sonar marks of fin bait or tuna themselves, and they're sitting on it. Buzz and the Prowler had a stop from 5 in the morning to almost noon.
Right.
And they got 2 over 100 and lost everything else.
Yeah, there are some big ones.
Big ones. And, yeah. And so the big ones weren't normally here. They're here now. Whether we get the volume, I don't know. But, yes, to answer your question, I think we have fish here that haven't left.
And I think last year Captain Bostead actually brought in one with some eggs. I don't think they were fertile, but there's even some sentiment of thought that we might even have some spawning populations
That's
here.
That's interesting you said that, because last year the schools that we're seeing were, you know, some of us, they're 100, you know, football field long of 200-pounders. And they're up breezing, and we're trying to get on really easy. We personally watched fish pull off of those schools and do some kind of, I'm not a biologist, but do some kind of tuna dance off of those schools. And they're saying that they're really not old enough to be doing that. But I don't know if it's the practicing or what it is. But
yeah.
We did see more than one occasion of them peeling off, 2 or 3 of them peel off and do this hard circle thing.
Spawning behavior.
That's exactly.
That's cool.
Very good. Tom,
good
thanks
question,
for coming
Tom.
Down
Tom.
To Intrepid Landing and Big Bay Yachts here. We want to tell you about the West's oldest, biggest yacht show coming up April 27th to the 30th. Of course, it is the Newport Boat Show celebrating 44 years as the premier yacht show in the West.
Yeah, no doubt. It's the beautiful Newport Beach, which is, let's face it, it's the ultimate location for big boats. They go out and just basically rebuild the Newport Beach area to house this amazing boat show.
To over more than 200 boats, trawlers, motor yachts, cruisers, sport fishers, even sailboats are going to be there. You're going to find new product and services like Seakeeper will be there. And, of course, a lot of other great stuff. Rain or shine, noon to 7 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 10 to 7, and then Sunday, 10 to 5. Admission's just $15. 12 and under kids are free. And a lot more. Check it out at NewportBeachBoatShow.com, and we'll see you there.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guys got themselves at Shimano bag going fishing on the Daily Double. We got a Let's Talk Hookup tumbler we're giving away. Lots of great stuff. More from Big Bay Yachts here in San Diego. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com. Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all 5 species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the half-day trip for two aboard the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing is going to Mark in San Diego. Mark, congratulations. You are going to love fishing with Fred and the boys on the double.
All right, and Wayne won the Shimano Tackle Bag, and Dallas won the Angle Cooler Cup and the Seakeeper hat. Thank you very much. And thank you very much, Jeremy Davis from Seakeeper headquarters in the East Coast, for joining us for these full 2 hours. Hopefully we amazed you here on Let's Talk Hookup. I believe we lost Jeremy there. He probably went away. But anyway, for more information on Seakeeper, Berkeley Andrews is our local guy here on the West Coast. Berkeley's been a part of the family here forever and ever. And we're sure proud of you for your new job here with this amazing company, Seakeeper.
Doing an awesome job, man.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to come down and take a ride today or next weekend, how do they do it?
Just give me a call, 310-502-0034, or go to our website, www.seakeeper.com, and click on Take a Ride. Again, we're going to be around Southern Cal all month long, so whether you're down here in San Diego or you're up north in Oxnard, Marina Del Rey, or Newport Beach, we got you covered.
And if somebody just wants to show up today at Big Bay Yachts, just show up and we'll get you on the boat.
Show up. We have availability, and you know, while you're waiting for that next ride, you can talk to Scott, and he'll show you some of these beautiful boats we have
here. Yeah, I want to see that Tiara. That thing's beautiful.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a super boat.
Yeah,
I'll take
sure.
The LNH.
Yeah.
You'll take the LNH.
Pete Grossbeck, thank you very much for taking your time and helping
thanks,
us
guys.
Amaze
you
our
well.
Listeners there. Appreciate that. Thank you very much. And Scott, Big Bay Yachts, grand opening. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's beautiful,
and we're
buddy.
Glad you thank made you. Us a part of it. Appreciate that. Feel very honored to be a part of it.
I'm so grateful for your health to be here today.
Yes, indeed. Me too.
I know. And for all your guys' efforts and support that you've done forever for me. Right. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks. And if somebody wants to come to Big Bay Yachts, how do we find you?
We're here. It's the official address is 2811 Dickens Street, Suite 130. It's right here at Intrepid Landing, right on the water, adjacent to Point Loma Seafood and the Marine Exchange, the site of the old Kettenberg Yard. And we're here pretty much Monday through Saturdays, Sundays by appointment. And come on down, 619-222-1122.
BigBayYachts.com.
BigBayYachts.com.
For more information.
Thanks,
thanks, Scott. Appreciate that.
Thanks,
and
you guys.
Thanks to the Chief and, of course, Dick for helping us do a great job here. And Adam in the Mighty 1090 Studios. Ryan and Tommy here down helping us out. And we'll be back tomorrow morning back at the Mighty 1090 Studios. Happy Easter and celebrating with Captain Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty. And Taro's a great guy. He's been on that bluefin and yellowtail and be filling us in on what's going on. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week, we'll see you tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate Easter on the Mighty 1090.